What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my Audio Boom channel, or wherever you're listening to this. Thank you very much for taking the time. I'm going to make this fast because I know y'all are busy. Plus, today is Valentine's Day, all right? And I'm excited about Valentine's Day. One, because I get to go host my weekly Drinko Bingo stuff with my boys over at Diablo Loco here in Houston. And The Walking Dead premieres. Yay! It comes back. And I get to find out if Sam gets eaten or not. Oh, that little shit. But enough of The Walking Dead. Let's talk about The Flash. I am very, very behind in my episodes just for the fact that my son keeps me moving. And he is not a big fan of sitting down and watching TV unless it's Super Wings, Caillou, Maya the Bee, and Nina and Star, okay? And if it's not that, I'm trying to get him to watch The Flash. And he looks at it, and then he sees The Flash run, and then he takes off running. So that could be a good thing? I don't know. But let's talk about The Flash, potential energy. The episode aired on January 19th. That's how far I am behind. But I've been able to stay away from spoilers, stay away from the Facebook page, and not get spoiled by certain things. Though I've seen certain heroes have come up. Yeah, but I'm staying away. Because let's just talk about this episode. I'll make it fast, because it is Valentine's Day. I'm looking at my notes here, and when I wrote these notes back back when this episode came out, by the looks of them, it doesn't seem I really enjoyed this episode. My notes have been sitting here at my desk for the longest time. But it's obvious that I'm looking at them, and wow. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of this episode. I'm a fan of the series, okay? I loved season one. Season two, I'm loving. Just this episode for me just wasn't all that. I don't think I was a fan of the metahuman turtle. I don't know, the turtle. It just didn't do it for me. I don't, it was cool, but I just felt rushed. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking into something. I mean, I don't know. But I did like the deep story that Dr. Wells, too, gave Sisko about Zoom and how he got his name. That was deep. Woo! I felt that right there. And I think Sisko felt kind of crappy as well. But that was, that was a deep story. Let's see what else I have here. Oh, Wally West. This guy here, Fast and Furious. What is up with that? He's a speed racer by night. Pissed off son by day. You know what? I don't know. I don't like this Wally West. I don't know how he turns out in the next couple of episodes, but I just know in this episode right now, when we get introduced to him, he's a little douchebag, and it's not even Joe's fault about the whole thing that he wasn't around. I wish his mom would freaking say something. Maybe she does, but right now I'm pissed off because I don't like Wally West. I don't. And I think it's kind of cheesy how he's a Fast and Furious driver and he tries to be all cool when he's not, in my book. What else happens? Whoa, I forgot this. Yeah, Patty breaks up with freaking Barry, which sucked because I liked Patty. But that's what Barry gets. And the whole team. Well, no, the whole team had been telling him to tell Patty. I don't understand. I mean, you just knew this relationship wasn't going to go anywhere. He wasn't telling her anything. And then he uses her to go on a date to capture the turtle. That was messed up, Barry. But that just shows you he wasn't into the chick, okay? So, girls, if you're out there and you're feeling kind of like Patty, he's not into you. Go the other direction. Run. Patty breaks up with Barry, which he deserved because he was just not being cool with her. And I liked her. She was cool. She was ditzy. She was smart. And I know some of y'all are like, ditzy, smart? But no, the way that she was kind of quirky, you know? And that was cool about her. Plus, she's hot. Did you see her in that dress for that freaking party? Woo! Let's see what else. Dr. Wells kills the turtle. I didn't see that coming, but it's probably part of his master plan for Zoom. And then we get Yellow Flash. This guy. Everybody's coming back, and it's so confusing. But the Yellow Flash, is he going to be the Yellow Flash 2 from another Earth? Like, Jesus Christ, how many Yellow Flashes do we have? I thought this guy was dead already. But I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, this episode was pretty cool, but it wasn't great. But you know, I got to see, my girls in it, Patty, and, what's her face? I can't remember her name now. My mind is going blank. Yeah, I guess I just didn't really care about this episode. Oh, and Earth 2 Flash, he's dying now. And now what's her face is upset because he didn't say anything. Oh, man, it's just a big hot mess. But, yeah, let me just make it very clear. I am not a fan of Wally West. Even though he came back to the house and was like, what's up? You could eat all that Chinese food. I don't care about you, Wally West. All right, people, that's it. If I had to give this episode a scale of 1 to 10, I'm looking at, if you can see my hands, scale of 1 over here and 10 over here, where would it be? A 6. Just wasn't a fan. I'm hoping the next episode is going to be better. I'm going to try that and watch that right now for you guys. And then I'll come back and review it. All right, speaking of reviews, make sure you check out my blog. Always, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. And iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, right here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find stuff there. I've been recapping some other shows and putting them up there. We just started, me and Amy McCracken of the VRO.com just started, we just returned with Sleepy Hollow. Just check out my channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. There's different sub-channels there, and if you like TV and stuff like that, movie reviews and all that good stuff, check it out, all right? So once again, happy Valentine's Day. Have a great, great Sunday, and I'll check y'all later, all right? Bye-bye.